Homer's off today. Oh, wait, there he is. He's here. How are you doing, Homer? You're here. Thought you were
I off. Just needed a moment of silence.
The song was playing. There was
well,
no,
they, you complained that I'm late, and
wait,
I thought, well, if I'm going
right
to be
now?
Late, I might,
yeah. Give him a moment
I
of
might
silence.
As well be late for everything. Don't I have to be consistent?
No.
No?
The goal is be late for nothing.
Oh.
We can try that one.
Just too excited about everything we do to not...
Early is on time, and on time is late.
There you go. I could have never played for Vince Lombardi.
Bo Schembechler.
Bo Schembechler, yes.
That loser.
I'm excited today. There's basketball that counts. Tony probably hates it. They have invented basketball that counts in the NBA. The Cleveland Cavaliers are playing against the Brooklyn Nets, and it matters.
It's some dumb...
I know, but I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch
Why?
It. I would not be because it means
the
something.
The Cavs are going to beat.
I don't
beat
have
the
any
Nets
idea.
Twice.
I don't have any so. Idea. I just know that
do.
It matters.
Am I correct, Pebble? They got to beat them twice.
I believe so. Yes.
No, you play them once, and
no.
then you play somebody else.
No, Brooklyn has to win one.
Correct.
Cleveland has to win two.
Cleveland beats Brooklyn. Do they play them again, or don't they play the 10?
No.
Isn't there?
Because
where's
there's two
10?
Games today, and there's two games tomorrow, and then the elimination games are on Friday.
If necessary.
If necessary, yes.
Yeah. If necessary.
I don't understand it. That's how much I like it. I don't even understand it, but I'm watching
it. I was going to say, you don't even
Does
know
Does it mean something?
Yeah, and Brooklyn's favored by 10 points tonight almost.
Yeah. It means something. And they created something out of nothing. Now, the something is pretty small. I'll give you that. It's not like they turned it into a big game. But it's a game, and it means something. For example, means something to Cleveland. They'd like to knock off Brooklyn. And at a time when nobody's cared about a game for how long? Bucks are resting. It's impossible to judge. It's impossible to get the number small enough that the Chicago Bulls have. For the Bulls to beat the Bucks in a series would be similar to the sun shutting down. I don't know. What's to do proper perspective, and this is done not
well,
to put
well, the,
pressure
well,
on anybody.
The Bulls aren't even healthy, so, yeah.
Right. What would you compare a Bulls upset in the series over the Bucks would
series
be similar
upset?
To?
No. No, forget about the series.
Well, no,
upset.
It could happen.
It's equivalent to, though, what?
What's
though?
Equivalent
yeah.
to what?
Equivalent to you beating me in a game of basketball.
A basketball? Okay. All right. That might work. I don't know that anybody can judge that. They don't know the skill or lack thereof that I have.
I do.
Oh, you do? Okay. Well,
it happens.
I was thinking of more, but that works. It would be like. I mean, there's literally no chance. It would be one of the great upsets of your life, right?
This is literally a formality.
Would it be?
There's a couple stats for you. The last time the Bulls beat the Bucks with Giannis in the lineup, December 26th, 2017.
Okay, now here's
and
my question.
The Bucks are 15-1 against the Bulls in the last 16
Hold
matchups.
On.
12-0 in games Giannis has played versus the Bulls since Coach Bud took over in 2018.
All right, there we go. That's it. Because to say you haven't won in such amount of time depends on how often you play. Why do I bring that up? Because I hate it when they say the Bucks have not won in Utah in 20 years. Well, they only play one game a year.
Yeah, I mean, they
so
play the Bulls
is,
at least,
how
what,
many
times
in
a
row?
So.
How many in a row have the Bucks beaten the Bulls
hey, but they,
with Giannis?
Still lost
12 in a row.
12,
right?
Yeah.
What?
They've still lost 20 years in
I know,
row
but that's
Utah.
20 games. It's not like, you know, you'd think it could be like 50 or 60.
20
One
a
game
games.
A year. It is still, but it's one a year. So the Bucks have defeated the Bulls 12 in a row with Giannis, correct?
Yeah, under Coach Bud.
They have never lost a game against the Bulls with Coach
and
Bud and Giannis.
Right?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. I think the
Bulls will get swept.
Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. An upset of the Bulls over the Bucks in the playoffs, a series upset, would be a greater upset than the U.S. hockey team beating the Ruskies in 1980. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, there we go. So why do I mention this? I mention this so people can appropriately understand the amount that they are a favorite so that if anything happened, they would appropriately figure out how it fits. Like, it is a given that the Bucks are going to beat the Bulls. No one's even thinking about it. All they're watching is to see what would be next. You can't say it's 100%, but everybody thinks it's 100%. Maybe that should be the second question. Homer said, no, not Homer says, because that affects the poll. 100% that the Bucks will beat the Bulls in the playoff series. Agree or disagree?
In four straight games.
No, just 100% that they'll win the series. Let's see if how do people feel comfortable saying 100%, or is it a jinx or something along those lines? Because the ability of a sweep is of some note, but really doesn't matter. The difference doesn't matter if they win in 4, 5, 6, or even 7. If they win, they move on. Yeah. When's the last time?
When's the real game start?
When do the what real game?
Saturday,
second round.
That's a great. See, there you go. When is it? You are taking the Bucks over the Bulls for granted.
I'm certainly taking for granted.
All right, there you go. See, I got no problem with that whatsoever.
We hope not.
No, it would be the greatest upset since the U.S. beat the Russians in 100%. The hockey.
If they even win a game, it's going to be an upset.
Really? No, I can't say that.
They should not win a game.
I know, but you get up 3-0, you fall asleep.
It's going to be hard to fall asleep.
It will be. That's the confidence, because I'm sure, I have not checked, but I'm sure you can bet on, I bet you can get decent money. We'll have to have somebody look that up.
That the Bulls win one game?
No. That you can get, you very seldom can get value on a sweep. I'm wondering if the Bucks can't be a favorite on a sweep, but we'll have to see. That's worth looking up. I don't know if we have where we have to go to. If anybody wants to help us, the odds that you get on the Bucks with a sweep over the Chicago Bulls, and is it possible that you are still a favorite? Like you'd have to bet 110 to win 100 on a sweep. That's embarrassing if you're the Bulls. I mean, to not even win one game out really of four.
I mean,
the Bucks are a favorite to sweep.
I would say the Bulls early healthy Bulls earlier in the year. They might be. It wouldn't be as lopsided then.
Of course not. I don't know what happened to
them. They got injured. Caruso was hurt for a while. He got hurt by that foul, Grayson. That flagrant foul.
Yeah.
And then,
but I mean, still, since then, shouldn't they be better than they are?
I don't know, man. You lose some pieces. I'll tell you what.
Well, who are they still missing?
Ball.
Yes.
Ball's a huge loss.
That is a huge loss, yes.
So, and then Caruso, one of their best defenders, was out for a while. So they've just had some – they've got some other guys who are banged up in game-time decisions. So it's – like I say, we say it all the time, but people forget. Like you got to get lucky health-wise during the playoff run in order to survive. Bucks got lucky last year. Giannis had that knee thing that looked bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
didn't turn out to be that bad.
They got
lucky there.
They got lucky in a lot of ways,
right? But I mean, that's like dodging a nuclear missile coming in right there. If Giannis goes down there, you're done. You can forget it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they got lucky. What are you going to do?
Well, that's true every year.
That's what I'm saying. It always happens, and the Bucks are now getting a break. They don't even get the Bulls, who, I mean, they're not like they were going to be a major threat. And I mean, let's not get crazy. I don't think. But they don't even have to deal with that.
They would have been competitive.
They would have been competitive, right? And they could slip up. I mean, because the Bucks can have a clunker game because they chuck a lot of threes and they can miss.
We have work to do. A Bulls series victory over the Bucks in the playoffs would be a bigger upset than the U.S. beating Russia in the 80 Olympics. Agree or disagree? 17% agree. 83%. Need to be informed.
Are they thinking that the Bulls have a chance? I mean, I don't understand that.
Again,
they're just saying that the U.S. the Bulls beating the Bucks would not be
not
a bigger
big
upset.
Upset.
Yeah,
yeah. And I think it fits. Like that. What is it? They've never lost 12-0. And I would emphasize
back
this is
four
why,
times this year.
The reason I emphasize that is the recency of the wins speaks to something. You know, if they'd been 12 and it was with a different coach and a different player and they just like 12 in a row at Utah. No, this has all happened recently, which means the 12-0 means even more because that's over, what, the last 3 years?
Yeah, I mean, like I say, they
12-0.
They swept them this year.
With Giannis.
And I mean, I just don't,
and the coach.
I don't get what people are looking at to think that there's a there's some kind of weird.
No, they're just not
outside shot. I don't know what they're saying.
There's no. It is 100% certain the Bucks will beat the Bulls in their playoff series. Yeah. 78% agree, 22% disagree. That's just on principle. It's nothing's 100%. You know, like somebody could get hurt or things like that. The only way they don't is if injuries happen. Yeah, but that doesn't really count. All right.
What do you mean? It doesn't count. Why not?
Well, because that's just an assumed in everything. If somebody gets hurt, you know, you lose a lot of people. The odds of that occurring are pretty slim.
Bucks got a couple of game time decisions. That's about it right now. Ibaka game time. George Hill game time, and Grayson Allen.
Here's
game
a good
time.
One I like. The Bulls beating the Bucks would be like St. Peter's beating the Bucks. Nicely done. Yeah. Well
probably.
Done. I was thinking today, because I feel obsessed to mention every day on the show that I believe the NFL has to change their playoff overtime rules so that every team gets the same number of chances. And I think of anything in sports, is that how I want to be labeled? When you think of Homer, what's the first thing you think of?
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, that would be easier. But I thought that's what everybody should have. Everybody should have the first thing that you think of. What do you want it to be? And that's how you should present it every day. If it's that important, I should mention that every day. The first thing, for example, Aaron Rodgers. What's the first thing you should think about Aaron Rodgers? Can't win in the playoffs. There you go.
Diva.
And mine would be the greatest ever at avoiding interceptions. But
that's the first thing?
That's the first thing, yeah. Historically the best. And that does seem weak. But if you're
that's what you need to put up.
You only got one thing.
First thing you think about when you think of Aaron Rodgers.
The first thing you think about, yeah.
Can't hold a relationship.
Okay, that could be it too.
Hates his family.
That should be it. 8 years, 8 years without speaking to his family.
We put it up for Homer and
no, and
Aaron
then
Rodgers.
But the key is we don't get to ask Aaron Rodgers. You have two things. What do you want it to be, and what do other people think it is? For example, that's what I'm saying. What do I want it to be? The first thing, when somebody thinks of Homer, what's the first thing they think of? When they think of Tony Smith, what's the first thing they think of? When they think of Pebble, what's the first thing? When you think of Jason Wilde, what's the first thing? So it's...
Well, let's get the break and get to him.
All right. So there are two parts to it. What do you want? What do I want the first thing to be? And that, what do others think of the first thing? It's the two parts.
Perfect.
That'll be after Jason Wilde. Next.